Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo for a short ride. I heard you in there, but I didn't quite catch the call sign.
And my radio turned all the way up. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta.
Well, good to hear you in here. Name on this end is Donnie, and I'm mobile in Central. Headed to the great and wonderful Walmart, as they say.
I'm in Tiggerville. If you know where Tiggerville is, heading towards GR and then south.
You ain't having to go to the old wonderful Walmart, are you? I dread going to this place.
Walmart, I make it my goal to only go there a maximum of 2 times a year.
Not blaming you. Man, I tell you what, especially being down here, that's a mighty, man. I like going early in the morning. It's not crowded. I don't even like going at all if I can help it. But it is what it is.
My name is Wyatt. I'm just going into work. They had an incident yesterday, and it's like, well, if you had an incident, can't do any work until y'all are done.
Frustrating. What kind of work you in, if you don't care my asking?
Transmitters.
I hit a bad spot. You want to try one more time, if you don't mind?
Russian transmitters.
Pretty neat. Now, I don't exactly know, like, what all that entails, but do you deal with the stuff that, like, puts out the squawk and stuff like that?
Most of what I work on is based at the airfield. It's not in the aircraft.
Awesome. Now, are you working, like, on the radios and such, like the communications end, or is it more enthralled?
It's communications and navigation.
But that's a fun job. I bet it's challenging at times, too.
That's the part where ham radio kind of bleeds over, because most of the stuff has been installed. I got one site that it's been installed in the ground for 40 years, I think. So, you know, just barely solid state. Doesn't know what a clock is, doesn't know what a computer is.
Yeah, wow. Now, can I ask this, and you might know the answer, maybe, I don't know, but why do aircraft them?
I think about it, you can open your squelch all the way, and you can still hear people. Unlike FM, where you open up the squelch, and all you get is noise.
Since then, I didn't know that. I just wondered that the other day, actually. Man, with FM being so powerful, like ham radio, which I know that AM can be powerful too, but I was just curious why they still used it.
Navigation systems use the AM because they have modulating tones on either side of the sidebands. To give navigational input, and we can run higher power, and GPS doesn't work everywhere, and there are occasionally when you decide to have a war, people like to jam GPS. So, you know, sometimes anti-technology is a great thing. Keeping it alive, not necessarily the greatest thing.
Roger that. I've got a 2015 Honda Civic that runs and drives well. Now, it's going to make me out a liar that I said that, but I'd rather be driving my 84 Datsun 720 pickup, even though it's hard to keep running sometimes. But I prefer it just because it's not so enthralled with electronics. You know, they really packed in the computers to these cars, especially even I was looking at a base model, I think it was a Tacoma, and my goodness. All the bells and whistles for even just a base model. I'm like, man, that's too much for me.
Not look where they're going. With all that gadgetry, they still won't figure out look up from your iPhone. But, you know, it is what it is.
That, they were trying to work me in on trying to lease it, but I was like, nah, I'm not into leasing. But they asked me, they said, what kind of bells and whistles do you want? I said, I don't want any, honestly. And they were shocked that I said that. So they're like, we'll just go get you a base model. I said, that'd be perfect. Fine by me. I said, I mean, I don't mind electric windows, but I don't have to have them. And man, I test drove that thing because just for the fun of it, I could already tell I wasn't interested in it. That thing will put up the street signs on your dashboard or your instrument cluster, tell you stop signs coming up, what the speed limit sign says, the work zone. I said, man, that's a little too invasive for me.
The other day, and they were talking about that their nav radio had gone out on their vehicle, and the manufacturer wanted $4,000 to replace it. And he's like, what? $4,000 to replace it? You might as well buy a whole new vehicle for that. That's just one little tiny part, and that's not even the part that goes vroom vroom.
Exactly. I mean, even with my Datsun, like, I grew up around classic cars my whole life. My dad's had 57 Chevy Bel Airs pretty much my whole life. I mean, he's still got one. And, you know, it's so funny. He has, like, two vacuum lines he's got to worry about. And that 84 of mine's got, like, 76 of them. It's like, good night. You know, I just like the simplicity of fire, fuel, and oxygen. That to me, is just like, why not just keep it that way? But I guess people like their comforts.
Vehicle was a 67 Ford Country Squire station wagon. And it had vacuum lines. And it always gave me problems. So, you know, it's one plus for the vacuum lines to be out of it. But still, you know, it's no computer in it. I'm not even certain it had an FM radio in it. I added one, but, you know, it's pretty straightforward to keep going.
That's what's crazy is, like, I may be a conspiracy theorist on this, but I think they put all this tech in the cars because that's more money they can make off of people. I mean, I think this car is, like, the fourth car that I've ever owned that actually had working AC in it. I mean, I've always had the windows rolled down. Man, I don't know, $4,000 for a radio system, my goodness, like, that's mind-boggling to me. It's like you said, you could buy, that's a down payment on a new car, pretty much.
We meant for, you know, a used car, but it is ridiculous, and it's like, you know, I'm looking at my truck. I usually keep my vehicles about 250,000 miles, because about 250, that's when major things start breaking. I'm like, you know, I'm only at 167,000. I guess I'm going to be keeping it a little longer.
I don't even blame you. I think 150,000 is when it finally breaks in, Roger.
At 25. But yeah, once it gets up to 250, it's like, okay, time to trade it in on something newer. But I'm kind of scared to now. I mean, you know, for a while they're like, no, we're gonna get rid of all, you know, gasoline powered pickup trucks, and I'm like, that's stupid. Wait, what if you're working construction trades and you don't have power on site yet? How the heck are you supposed to charge your truck after you've driven, you know, 20 miles with a Bobcat on the back?
That I think, you know, electric stuff should be kept to certain things, but cars is not one of them. Even power tools, like some of the power tools are all right, battery operated, but I would not want to have that like on a big job site. I'm talking like the saws and stuff, but yeah, even, you know, they done a study. They took I can't remember what it was. It was like a Ford EV truck, and they got the equivalent of it, bought two of the same style campers, and decided to go so many miles hauling these campers and see how much fuel consumption and how much battery consumption, you know, quite hilarious. I don't even think the whatever equivalent they used for the Chevy, they hardly used like not even a quarter of a tank of fuel within, you know, an hour of driving. And the electric truck only made it like, I want to say 45 minutes, and it had to charge, and it takes like an hour and a half to charge.
it seems like that was in like a car and driver test, and I saw that, and I'm like, nope. You know, if I have to go up to a three-quarter ton truck to stay away from the electrics, I'll do it. I'll do it in a heartbeat. But, you know, I drive a half ton for my work stuff, and it works fine, but, you know, my next truck will be a three-quarter ton, because I do want to actually tow, you know, my semi-retirement vehicle behind it.
I'm with you on that. Right, you know, I just don't see, like, even economically how EV would even be feasible. But they seem to want to push it really, really hard. Now, I think, you know, maybe like on some of the small cars, if you wanted to do a hybrid, but even then, I'm iffy on that. Like, I just don't trust it. It's kind of like, you know, my thought process is if you've ever used a battery-operated tool, you understand the more resistance you put on there, the more drain that the battery has. So wouldn't that transfer over to vehicles as well?
You know, I don't have a problem if you're like, you know, in a big city and you just want to run about vehicle. Electric's fine, because you're probably not going that far, and you're probably sitting at traffic lights 90% of your time. But most of the EV vehicles are, you know, they have regenerative braking and stuff like that, so they can, quote-unquote, reclaim, and I use that term lightly, some of that power, but not nearly enough.
For BGE for ID, yeah, roger that. You know, it's like kind of how I am, even like on small cars, like maybe I could see a use for it, but I just wouldn't put all my, you know, trust in it, or whatever you want to call it, trust, whatever. But that's even like, you know, even with these newer vehicles that shut off automatically to save fuel, I'm like, no, because what if your engine doesn't start back up? Like, that's scary to me.
Problems with that. You may be saving that, you know, 3 ounces of gasoline, but the emissions actually go up from that start-restart, because you actually have more emissions on the starting of the vehicle than you do just sitting there letting it idle. Hybrids, I had a hybrid once. It did pretty well, but I wasn't, you know, hauling anything around. It was a runabout. That's what I used it for.
Not only that, but to me, now, I haven't done the math, but wouldn't you spend more than you save? Because how much wear and tear is that on your engine starting and stopping, and wear on your starter?
I don't remember which manufacturer it is that does it, but they only stop the same cylinders. They don't rotate which cylinders they stop. So you are going to have more wear on that set of cylinders, because they're starting and stopping all the time, and the other side is not. So it's like, it's just brain dead.
I just wonder if they do that somewhat on purpose, kind of like the planned obsolescence thing, you know. I'm kind of a firm believer that, you know, the appliance or whatever is only supposed to last just a little after the warranty. But I could be wrong, because some things do last longer than the warranty, and they last a good long while, but you know how it is. Anyways, I'm here at my destination. I greatly appreciate the QSO this morning, and I hope you have a safe trip and an easy work day. Hope all flows well. And 73's to you, my friend. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I'll let you tie the ribbon.
KJ4 CTD Mobile. Into SWJ. November 2 Sierra Whiskey Juliet.
Okie dokie. How are you this morning? My name's Wyatt.
Wyatt, this is Scott. How you doing this morning? I'm testing out this remote transmit thing on my radio, doing it through my computer. Wanted to see if it works.
Hey, clear, fully copyable. Which radio you got?
Yaesu FP991A. Pretty handy. I like this. I'll be able to use it when I travel. And, yeah, this is pretty cool.
In your vehicle? Is that what you're doing?
This is on my base station at home.
Man, sorry, I'm in traffic. It's a little confusing.
All right, man. Traffic can make you crazy sometimes.
It's like when they can't figure out, A, what the speed limit is, and B, how fast or how slow can they go either side of it. And it's just like, everybody's just coming to the wind down the road today.
Yeah, I understand that. Seems like they go way below the speed limit, or they're going way over it, or they're driving down the road with their blinker on, one of the three.
Sitting there, you know, with their phones in their hands, or their playing solitaire, or whatever it is that they're doing while they're driving down the road. That drives me bonkers, because you can't really tell if they're drunk or if they're just distracted.
Well, drunk or distracted, they both end up in the ditch.
I could have sworn that the person was drunk and distracted, because they were just all over the road.
Like there's more and more of them every day, I swear.
They occasionally put down their devices and breathe. That's a dangerous thing to do.
I know, and then, you know, they teach the kids the same traits and habits with the screens and the devices.
Funny, you know, it used to be when you went out to a restaurant, everybody would sit down, they would start talking across the table and eating dinner and stuff. Everybody started pulling out their phones. So, you know, I'm like, everybody's pulling out their phones but me. Okay, I'll pull out my phone and I'll text the person across the table from me.
I've noticed that I am probably one of the few people that doesn't have my phone in front of my face all the time. And then when I do pull out my phone, I'm like, all right, yeah, okay, so I'll check my email. Okay, I don't have any more emails. All right, now what do I do with this thing? All right, put it away. All right, come on, somebody talk to me. Oh, they're all playing Candy Crush or something.
CTD Mobile. Yeah, you know, when I first got a cell phone, the only thing the cell phone could do was call people. Because it's one of those big Motorola brick phones. And then I moved to the flip phone, and, you know, I got my first iPhone. I'm like, you know, the only thing I have in my cell phone was the contacts and the phone app. And I didn't have anything else. And then that did eventually change. I eventually started using the email and my solitaire program when I was just utterly bored.
And that, I've never really been a big gamer on my phone. Like, some of these people game and play these really crazy games on their phones and stuff like that. I've just never gotten into games and stuff on my phone. I might occasionally play something like a solitaire or something like that on my phone when I'm really, really bored. But, yeah, I'm with you there.
You know, I have a PC at home. I play my one shoot 'em up at night for about an hour, and then I'm done playing. And I do have one other game that I play on my tablet, but that's it. You know, most of the time it's really doing research on stuff.
I've got games there that I'll play, at home, but, you know, I don't know, on my handheld, on my little phone, it's just not the same thing. Into SWJ, Friday.
I really want to play a game that a phone just does not have a big enough screen. That's all there is to it. I can't see it. As it is, when I try to look at something on a web browser, it's like squint, magnify, still can't see it.
You're right about that. I do understand. I try to work off a tablet sometimes, and that gets difficult to do.
I'm over in Burritoville now.
I'm over in Greer. but I'm not moving, so.
I'm hitting all that West Greenville traffic and people who, I think there's a Walmart here and restaurants and stuff. They don't know how to drive over here.
Fairness, do they know how to drive anywhere in town?
I do a lot of driving around town, and I notice all these North Carolina plates. A lot of those people don't seem to understand how to drive in South Carolina. I'm not sure why that is.
I wonder if the North Carolinians say the same thing about the South Carolinians up there.
They do, but they eventually figure out, I just want to get down the road, and I don't really care about the rest of you. Just, you know, stay away from me. Where are you?
Side High School. Not too far from, I mean, we can literally walk a couple feet to the high school, pretty much.
So you're probably like me. You can probably hear when their band plays. I'm up at near Blue Ridge High.
When the band's out for the football games and the cheering and all that stuff, we can hear all that.
The Blue Ridge's band play, they sounded a little off-key.
Side's pretty good, I have to admit. You know, they do all right. Son's at Riverside Middle, and he's in band there. I don't hear theirs, although they're not that much further away, but, you know, he enjoys it. He plays the saxophone.
I don't hear that many people playing the wind instruments much.
He loves it. He when he first told us he wanted to play the saxophone, we were like, huh. And then trying to find a saxophone instructor was not the easiest thing for this area for some reason, but we finally found somebody, and he's been enjoying it ever since.
Is he like jazz music, or is he more something else?
He plays a little bit of jazz music, but he likes to try to play something else more than anything else.
So it's unusual, like I said, for most wind instruments. It's really not a big thing like it used to be.
No, you're right about that. I mean, there's very few, like I said, trying to find a saxophone instructor was difficult, so it wasn't as common as some of the other instruments in the area.
Or like drums and guitars and keyboards, they're all cool. Who cares about the wind instruments? But you know, something to be said about wind instruments. It just doesn't make an orchestra without one.
Very, very true. Well, unfortunately, I gotta go. I gotta jump on a meeting now. So, I'll catch you on the flip side. Into SWJ, clear on your final.
JJ4, CTD, mobile for a little bit more.
W1, RPG mobile.
RPG, is that it? KJ4 CTD.
Good morning. Good morning, W1RPG. My name is Bob. How are you this morning? Good morning.
Quiet, and did you pick that call sign?
Pick this call sign for my initials and for no other reason, but I know. Many equate it to video gaming, rocket propelled grenades, things like that. Back to you, over.
Where my mind went. I'm sorry. Well, I've tried to pick my call sign, and I just cannot. I mean, my call sign is my initials, and it's just not possible. It's too common. So I'm just stuck with the one they gave me.
Well, you know, if it's too common, then maybe some initials of something you like to do that, you know, or something, you know. I've seen that. But, I requested it when, at least 20, 25 years ago when they, started the vanity program, for the advanced class at the time. I put in for it. I was in Connecticut at the time. I had a 2. I had a 2 because I got licensed when I was in New York State. And when I moved to Connecticut, I had the 2 for quite a few years. And then when they did this, I said, well, I'm in Connecticut now. Let me get a 1. But I'm not going to change it anymore because it's been too long. And friends of mine know me as with this. I'm just on my way home. I went to the YMCA today in Powdersville for a yoga class. Back to you.
I got my ham license after they dropped the code requirement. And after they did that, you know, I probably had a very slim window to get a call sign that had my initials in it. But, you know, for no code, everybody went out and got licensed.
I know they charge now again. When I got this, I had to, you know, pay for it. But then they got rid of that fee. But now they put it back, I guess, a year or so ago.
Government, they got to make their money somehow.
And the reason they got rid of the fee, from what I recall, was that the program of collecting and or refunding fees, if for some reason you didn't get that call because somebody else got it before you, was costing them more money than the fees would be bringing in. So, but now they collect, I think, because it's part of the, I guess, the law to collect, regardless of whether they're losing money on it. I don't know if you get a refund if you don't get the call now, if a whole bunch of people send it in at the same time and, you know, 10 people get a refund and one gets the call. I'm not sure if they send out refunds. W1RPG Mobile.
So, you know, since I couldn't find a call sign, I was just like, you know, man, whatever. I'll go on about my business and, you know, I can see my call sign exceedingly fast. But there aren't really any good mnemonics for it. I mean, cat picking dancing could technically be one, but that's about it.
So what's Wyatt up to today? I'm retired, and I guess I'm gonna try to do the next thing on the list when I get home. There are a few things on the list, some to do with amateur radio, but they usually get put back on the bottom of the list for to take care of other things that my wife would like done. Back to you.
Today's list is to do what I was supposed to do yesterday, but could not do, which is go to a site and work. They had some issues on the site yesterday, so couldn't do any work. So got to go do my regular inspection. And then after that, I got to work on another work-related project for some renovations we're doing.
Good. Yeah, if I don't write things down on paper, I try to put them on my Google Calendar and they pop up, but nothing beats having a piece of paper and putting it on the refrigerator and crossing things off as you get it done. It makes me feel good. I'm getting something done.
If it's not on my calendar, I ain't doing it. But assuming I get through the renovation stuff I got to do this afternoon, then I actually get to go back on the ham project. And my brother's got some property up in North Carolina, and we're going to be sticking up about a 40-foot tower.
Very nice. Yeah, speaking of towers, I do have a 40-foot up now. Started in February with the digging of the hole and cement and all that. And then my son-in-law helped me with that. And then he came back down and we finished it a little over a month ago on a tilt-over base. And then it's supported on the house with the heavy duty Roan bracket. And I use a winch, electric winch to raise it. And if I have to maintain it, I can lower it with the electric winch.
Yeah, unfortunately, where this thing's going, we did our exploratory hole last week just to see what was there, because it's going up on a hillside, and we didn't know if we were going to hit rock. And turns out that's the reason why the mountains in North Carolina like to slide, is there's nothing but, you know, it's a very loamy clay soil that's on those mountains. And you got to go down a good little ways to actually hit the rock.
So that'll be up in North Carolina. Where in North Carolina?
Kernsville, right up against the Tennessee line. And I tried to order a concrete, the short base section for a run tower. And it's going to be like $180 for the section. The shipping nearly killed me. And I was like, nope, we're not going to do this. The shipping was over $225. Just to ship in something that was $180.
Yeah, shipping has gone through the roof. I wanted to buy, for some side mount antennas on the house, I wanted to buy some 10-foot masts, antenna masts. I can't find a place locally that I could just go buy it, bring it home. You could buy 5-footers, but I'd rather have a solid, 10-footer. I could order them, but the shipping will be more than the mast.
I mean, the run tower I have, it's a lightly used 45G, and I got 40 feet of it, so I'm just going to have to bury about 3 feet of it in three and a half feet into the concrete and just call it a day. So it'll be a little bit shorter than I wanted, but I can always stick a pole on top.
Yeah, that's a solution. Yeah, so with the tilt base, my son-in-law welded together a rebar cage, 3 feet deep, 3 feet long, and then a few feet square. And then the J-bolts for the tilt plate were welded to the rebar cage. And we rented a cement mixer and mixed up, I think it was 40 bags, 80 pounds of concrete bags. That was fun, but it had to be done.
Yeah, but it's up a mountain. I'm going to have to do a rope access to get that, any of it up to the top of the hill. So anyway, there's that. And I need to let you go because I'm getting ready to walk through the gate. So it's been good talking to you. This is KJ4 CTD and 73 is on yours.
Good to meet you. Nice to chat with you. Have a great day. And talk to you next time we run across. This is W1RPG 73.